I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Taliban says they won't back down on enforcing Sharia law despite international outcry. The vice and virtue minister defended the arrest of women accused of not dressing appropriately. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministry says,
many of the people who are Muslim within the nation, moderate or not, hate the Taliban. They don't like that form of Islam.
Since retaking control of Afghanistan in 2021, the Taliban has required women to wear full-body veils and have male chaperones. Keys for Kids distribute solar-powered MP3 players called Storytellers that have an audio Bible, and these have helped to plant many churches. Yet the risk is high for converts and gospel workers. One evangelist was stabbed for sharing Storytellers at a mosque, but is going back anyway to share the gospel. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org because
God is at work and hearts are open in Afghanistan.
And finally, India's Foreign Contribution Regulation Act is leaving many people without support. Ruth Wick with Heart Bible, a service of One Way Ministry, says many Christian organizations have had to stop serving and face growing scrutiny.
But now the government is claiming that these organizations are just giving aid, money, chocolates, just converting them from Hinduism to Christianity.
And many who rely on aid are from lower castes. They're barred from temples and even public water sources.
So that's when the Christian organizations came, and that's where they really make Indians understand, like, we are there for you. You can come.
What's more, many of these communities have become unintended victims of new restrictions. Pray for wisdom and means for Indian churches as they continue serving those in need. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Keys for Kids is offering free devotionals for kids and teens and a set of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.